talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. What a beautiful day it is out there. 69 is the current temperature. South-southwest wind at 6 miles an hour. And the humidity is 12. It's low. Not a good day for fires. I mean, we don't have any wind, but we got some wind coming up later in the week, so be careful out there. We got a burn ban. Basically, everything west of I-35 except for Ellis, Roger Mills, Beckham, Worstall, and Harmon County, the last I checked. It might have been updated after yesterday, but that was the last I've checked. Had a great show yesterday with the Davis family on here, and their sale is coming up this Saturday in Clinton at the Clinton Livestock Auction, and it'll be at 12:30. So be sure and get over there if you're looking for some registered Angus bulls. Like I said, had a great time yesterday. Wonderful family. Well, cash grain prices in Oklahoma are way up. $9.69 on hard red winter wheat. Corn is $7.12, Milo's $7.20, soybeans are $16.16, and cotton's up a penny today to $1.19. Live cattle are basically steady, up just a hair, but just we got April at $141.50, June's at $137.80, August at $137.47, October's at $143.15. Feeder cattle are down. March at $156.85, April at $160.50. Lean hogs are up slightly, maybe, let's see, a little over a dollar. April's $104.82, May is $109.42, June is $115.57. So we got that going on. Tomorrow, the Hobart Livestock, Hobart Stockyards, and Hobart will be having their weekly cattle sale. So get on down there if you need to buy some or sell some. Give Mr. Rex Fleming a shout out down there. Brandon sent me in some results from the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday. 1,463 head were sold. Steers weighing 462, 196, 560, 184.50. 636, 174, 751, 162.50, and 804 weights were bringing $158 per hundred weight. Heifers weighing 408, $176, 659, 156.50, 881, 140. Butcher cows were bringing anywhere up to $95. Bulls anywhere from 70 to 120. And pairs looked like they were in the $1,400 to $1,500 range per pair. So that was from Western Oklahoma. I'll have you some results from the Woodward weekly cow and bull sale tomorrow. It's going on right now, and we got all kinds of things going on. Stock shows are going on, but before I get to some of the stock show stuff, a little overnight why everything jumped up again. Wheat futures surged and corn and soybean futures again jumped in overnight trading as the war between Russia and Ukraine escalates further. Russia continues its assault on Ukraine, bombing the country's second largest city for another day. The city's opera house, a concert hall, and government buildings were hit, according to media reports, and just bad deal going on over there. I don't know if you guys were watching this morning, but we had the Wolverines in here on the early morning show with Nathan and Landry. Colonel Ivester, he had his Remington 30-06 bolt action sniper rifle in here, and he was ready to go take somebody on. But anyways, kind of fun in here this morning. Well, as everybody knows, Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat, followed by Australia and Ukraine. And the U.S. is the fourth biggest exporter of the grain, according to the USDA. Russia and Ukraine combined also account for about 20% of the world's corn exports. Wheat for May delivery jumped 47¾ cents to $9.81¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures were up 47 cents to $10 a bushel. Hadn't seen that number on wheat in quite a while. Corn futures for May delivery gained 23¼ cents to $7.14 a bushel. Soybeans for May delivery surged 41¾ cents to $16.78½ a bushel. Soy meal was up $6.30 to $4.52.60 a short ton. And soybean oil futures added 3.1 cents to 75.62 cents a pound. Well, I got some guests in here from Clinton, correct? I got two coming today. We're going to just, I got the Clinton, some of the officers in here from the Clinton FFA, and they missed out last week because school was closed one day because of road conditions, so you guys can't do activities when the school shut down. And I appreciate you guys coming in today, but we also have Granite coming in later on in the show. We're just going to make this FFA month. We're just going to do away with FFA week, and by popular demand, everybody's wanting to come on the show, and I hope you kids are just as good as the last bunch was on here. We had a lot of fun last week, and we actually started it the week before with Cheyenne and Sweetwater, but anyway, they're going to come in here after the break, and then Granite will be in there after them, and then we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast and talk some hay reports. Lacey had a doctor's appointment, so I can't tell a pregnant woman that she's got to miss her doctor's appointment. So anyway, she's sorry. She told everybody, have a good show and see you next week. So we are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on KCOFM.com, and we got going on. So anyway, stand by for a good show right after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before, and your gears change, and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Their genetics work. They've got proof. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale is Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. Selling 100 18-month-old Red Angus Bulls, 30 registered bred fall calving heifers, and 15 registered open heifers. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 p.m. B&L values low inputs with high efficiency, added pounds through genetic merit, and honest females that make it happen year after year. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. For catalog and videos, log on to blredangus.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 28th. 1,463 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 462, brought 196, 9 at 594, brought 184.50, 20 at 751, brought 162.50, 13 at 828, brought 151.50, 3 at 1320, brought 115, 6 head of heifers at 332, brought 193, 23 at 557, brought 164, 25 at 659, brought 154, 18 at 795, brought 142.50, 44 at 881, brought 140, butcher cows were 30. to 95. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 120. Pairs were 1250 to 1510. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. Hey, we're up to a whopping 70 degrees. Wind's south-southwest at 7 miles an hour. Well, in the studio with me now is half of the Clinton officers. But from my understanding, it's the half that'll actually talk. So anyway, but you guys, welcome to the show. And I know it's kind of late, but happy FFA week. Yeah. Come on a little bit forward, Claude. There you go. And then why don't you introduce yourself? You're the president, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm Braden Snyder. I'm a senior, and I'm the president.
I'm Garrett Grayville, and I am the sentinel, and I'm a sophomore.
Cool.
I'm Cameron Nickel. I'm the reporter, and I'm a junior.
Okay, cool. We got a sophomore, junior, and a senior. What did you guys do anything fun last week for FFA week?
Yeah, we had a couple of dress-up days before our school got let out for snow days at the end of the week. We were looking forward to drive a tractor to school day, but we didn't get to do it.
Because the snow days or the bad weather days?
Yeah.
What were you going to drive to school?
82, 85R.
All right. What were you going to drive?
Oh, I was going to drive a 4460, I think.
Oh, cool. That's one of my favorite tractors. What about you?
I was planning on taking my grandpa's old Model A.
Oh, you guys were serious about it, wasn't you?
Yeah.
We had like three different generations of tractors going right there. That's cool. And then you were born and raised on a farm?
Yeah.
And then what, South Clinton there?
Yeah.
Clinton FFA is, if you don't know, if you're not from around here, it's in Custer County. So I knew where it was. But what do you guys raise on your farm?
We're Angus cows.
Angus cows. All right. Yeah. Cool. What about you? Talk into that mic for me.
I live outside of town right now, but all we got is two horses and one cow.
That's all you need. What else you need?
More cows.
Right. Oh, the rest of the crew's here. Or no, that might be Granite.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then what about you?
I live outside of Clinton, in between Clinton and Bessie.
Oh, that is your crew, huh? All right. Girls, join in. Well, let's before we get back to you guys, let's start with you. You guys just pass the mic around, and you got to talk real close into that mic. Introduce yourself, your name, what officer position you hold, and what grade you're in.
I'm Mindy Sawatsky. I'm a junior, and I'm vice president.
I seen you at stock shows. You're a really good shower.
Thank you.
Yeah, at Weatherford. Were you over at the Elk City one? Did you do that whole three deal? All three
yes.
shows? Yeah, that's why I remember. Because I was dreading saying your last name because I don't do very good with them names. But anyway, you were really good. I was happy for you. I remember you. So anyway, good job
you.
Showing.
Thank you.
And then what's your name, young lady?
I'm Brooklyn Atchley. I'm the secretary, and I'm a junior.
Okay, cool. And you, ma'am?
My name is Maya Whitney. I'm the treasurer, and I'm a senior.
You're the money lady.
Yeah.
You're money lady, yeah. I always like the money ladies. And anyway, well, we were just talking about some stuff that you guys didn't get to do last week because of weather. You guys were going to drive tractors to school, but that didn't happen. You guys ought to do it this week anyways.
Well, we got another issue with our school. We had a pipe burst in the library, and it flooded a good part of the school. So
bummer.
So we've been virtual for the next week at least.
Oh, okay. We can still drive to the parking lot.
Yeah, but it won't be as fun.
Yeah, probably not, because there won't be nobody there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it virtual. So anyway, well, let's get to you. So I know you show hogs. Do you show anything else?
I show goats also.
Did you? And your guys' county's already happened, right?
Yes.
And did you do all right in the county?
Yeah, I got grand champion barrow.
Wonder why, because I've seen some of your hogs. They're pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and anybody ever goes to the stock show, whether it's local, you got OYE coming up, this young lady here, not only is she pretty, but she knows how to show hogs. You can tell that her and her pigs do a lot of work together because they did everything she wanted them to do. And even the judge at Weatherford, if I remember right, I was calling the show over there. They complimenting you on your showmanship. So good job.
Thank you.
What about you, young lady? What's your activities in FFA?
I show pigs, goats, and broilers.
Oh, you got a full schedule.
Yes.
So are your broilers, do they serve them at McDonald's, at the McNuggets, or are you Chick-fil-A?
I don't know.
Well, one of the kids from Burns Flat last week told me, he said, I might have had grand champion broiler at the Washita County, but you won't find my chicken in the McNuggets at McDonald's. are you both going to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even ask you guys. You guys show any?
I got broilers.
Angus. Oh, you got broilers?
Yeah.
I lost that bet, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So anyway, young lady, you're the last one over here. What's your activities in FFA?
I show pigs and goats.
Oh, so you guys got a full schedule. So besides stock shows, what other projects you guys got going?
We work in the shop quite a bit.
Right. Are you building anything right now?
Well, we're just kind of repairing little deals. Like, we're working on Elk City's, their Interbank's smoker.
Oh, really?
Repairing the grates on that.
Okay.
Right now.
So you're building them a smoker, I guess,
repairing.
Okay.
Repairing.
Well, hey, repairs can be painful sometimes.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff gone on and they've been used and stuff gets bent up. But anyway, of you guys, are you guys going to go to the state convention in May?
Yeah.
All right. Look at it there. We got excitement going on in the group now. And that's in Oklahoma City? Or no, it's Stillwater.
It's Tulsa.
Tulsa
this year.
Okay. At the casino, maybe? You're getting close to being graduate. You can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. Start with you. I'm going to go back around. What have you learned? This is your fifth year?
Fourth.
This is your fourth year. What have you learned in FFA that you think you'll take with you forward as an adult?
You got to work for stuff that you want to be good at. Got to really put in some time and effort, try to get what you want.
Maybe learn some responsibility.
Yeah.
Good. And what about you, young man? Talk into that mic.
I'd have to say responsibility and hard work.
Okay.
A lot of hard work comes in with the cattle especially, and I know other animals too. I do hard work to get them where you want them.
Yeah. All animals are different. Some animals can be more difficult than others. I think cattle is one of the most difficult, but they're all take the same amount of time and hard work involved. How about you, young man?
I was going to go with responsibility too, but I mean, overall, livestock in general, you learn a lot of responsibility from it, but you got to work for what you want to.
Right. Are any of you guys on any of the livestock judging teams or speech contests?
Yeah, we just got, that's why we were late. We were judging livestock.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you told me that the other day. How'd you do?
We don't know. We left too early.
He told him we got to go. Yeah. So anyway, well, young lady, what about you? What have you learned so far in FFA?
To be able to work hard for what I want in life.
And how about, I haven't asked anybody yet, and I'll just start with you, because ladies and guys, social is different. Your social needs are different. Let me rephrase that. What have you learned any? Have you got better being more sociable, or is that did I put that right? Yeah. You just were you shy before you came into FFA?
Yeah, it's helped me meet a lot of people around the state.
And a lot of good friends, too.
Yes.
Yep. All right. You're not bashful, I can tell. They said you three were quiet, but you're not. What about you?
I'd say that I've learned how I need to work really hard for what I want, and I like the payoff after that.
Okay. And what do you mean by payoff? Give
us
an example.
Like winning an award or showmanship. So you have to work a lot to be good at showmanship.
Yeah, you do. So. You do. And were you at the hog shows at Weatherford with her? Was you showing the same time as her or not?
Which one?
At Weatherford.
That.
Yes.
You was? I don't remember. You know, I'm sorry. And I remember her basically because I remember the judge complimenting her. And that's why it stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Because I know a couple of the other girls that were from Merritt, and there was one from, Altus, I think, either Altus or somewhere down in there. Anyway, he was really complimenting the kids that were showing because you could tell you cared. And there was at Weatherford, there was five hogs coming there to show for, I think, I don't know whether it was for Grand Champion or Champion Cross. And, man, they did everything that judge wanted, and it didn't take him long to pick that grand. When the judge can see what he wants, it's easier for him to make his decision. And, you know, I think there was only one in Weatherford that day that was a squealer. You know, you could hear him coming from all the way from the other barn coming. Oh, boy, we got a squealer coming. What about you, young lady? You seem quiet and shy, but you don't need to be in here. You got the perfect radio face. That's what they always tell me.
I think just responsibility and hard working.
And you're the money lady.
Yeah.
So you probably learned some responsibility keeping up with the tabs on the money for whatever money you guys do in the FFA.
Yeah.
So anyway, so do you guys got anything coming up later on, future-wise, projects or anything? Or shows? I know you got the OYE, but you just got back from a livestock judging contest. Boss, they got anything coming up?
We got state meat judging coming up soon, I believe. I don't know exactly when.
Sometime in April, I think.
And we're building a smoker. We're going to start building a smoker in the shop for the district and then all the state.
State fair in the fall.
Fair. I got you. Well, that's good. Well, are you gonna use it or are you going to sell it there? What are you
going to use it.
You're going to use it? What are you cooking?
We always, you know, we have like the sale. We have our banquets. We have all of our steak dinner to raise money, so we need a smoker. We use the bank stuff. We want our own.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you're repairing the banks?
Well, they're giving us a little money. They're donating a little money to the chapter.
I thought maybe you wore theirs out.
We probably put in some of that to break it.
Well, if you guys are just joining, I got the City of Clinton, Clinton FFA chapter here, and they are, we had some Texans to. They just said, say hi to everybody to Clinton. So anyway, tell them hi back, whoever they are.
But hi.
And then we have the Clinton FFA here, and we got too many schools in our district and our listening area. So we started the week before last. We come through last week, and we got two more schools today. And we got coming up in the Penny News. You guys need to get, whether you read it or not, you need to get this next copy of Penny News. It'll be out tomorrow night or Thursday morning. There's a big three-page deal in there on FFA, and all you guys' pictures are going to be in there. And you can see all the other schools who's coming. So it's going to be a collector's item. So grab it. And so anyway, well, guys, thank you for coming in. And good luck with your virtual training this week because of a water pipe break. And let me know, will you let me know how you guys do on the, where was the livestock judging deal at?
It was at Clinton.
Okay, was it just for, was it
Custer County.
Custer County. So let me know how it goes, and I'll announce it on the radio how it went. So anyway, and you guys need to get your picture up front so they can put you in the Penny News tomorrow night because they're waiting to release the data on that, just waiting on you guys and Granite to get your picture. So we don't want to miss out with you guys. And are you going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to SWASU.
SWASU? What about you? I'm sorry.
For ag business.
Oh, cool. What about you?
I'm going to go to OSU and get an ag ed degree.
Oh, President kind of gave you the look on that one. So what about you, young man?
I'm thinking about going to OSU Okmulgee for I think it's vocational school. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's vocational. Yeah, they got a great welding deal down there. Yeah. What about you, ma'am?
Haven't really decided what college yet.
Yeah. I mean, you got a ways. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking though? I know you're thinking something.
Maybe SWASU or OSU. I haven't decided yet.
I got you. How about you?
I haven't really decided, but I'd like to go to OSU.
I got you. And where are you going to go? You going to go to the bank, go to work at the bank since you're the money lady?
No.
You're already tired of that, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go to OSU.
Okay. Any plans as far as
no.
Don't know?
No.
Get there, you'll decide.
Yep.
All right, you gonna go on a scholarship? You gonna drain mom and dad's savings? Awesome. Well, anyway, thank you again for coming in, and so thank you so much. Really,
thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Good luck with life, and hopefully see some of you here next year. Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. They're feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm here. We're just getting lined up in here for the ammunition with the Granite FFA. They're here. I'm happy. 71 degrees, humidity's 12, winds are out of southwest at 8 miles an hour. We'll have our Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Come up. You guys ever been to the Hobart Farm and Garden? I know you have, living in Granite. Yeah, you got to. That's like one-stop shopping, isn't it?
Me and my dad are always in there.
Yeah, that back room is expensive for me.
Yeah.
So we're starting to buy a lot of our ammo down there for the shooting teams around here because they got ammo. So anyway, well, we're going to start with you. We have the Granite FFA in here from Granite, Oklahoma, out of Greer County. Start with you, your name, what grade you're in, and what position.
My name's William Minert. I'm a junior, and I'm the chapter president.
Oh, cool.
My name is Tanner Taylor, and I'm a junior, and I'm the chapter vice president.
All right.
My name's Megan Mills, and I'm a junior, and I am the chapter secretary.
Start all over. I had your button off. Sorry.
My name is Megan Mills. I am a junior, and I am the chapter secretary.
All right.
My name's Kinzie Esparza, and I'm a sophomore, and I'm the chapter reporter.
All right. How about you, young man?
My name is Brody Wooten. I am a sophomore, and I am the chapter treasurer.
You're the money man. Did they call you Mafia for short?
Sometimes.
So. My name is Jake Murray. I'm a freshman, and I'm the chapter sentinel.
All right, good. Well, welcome to the Today in Ag Show, guys, and thanks for driving up from Granite and being on the show. Let's start with you, young man. What kind of projects do you work on?
In 2019, I showed three hogs, but now I publicly speak, and I did open and closing ceremonies 1 year, and I have to say we've always been a pretty good chapter, and we've been pretty successful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, young man? What kind of projects you working on?
Well, I showed pigs from first grade to 10th grade, and I decided to take this year off just because I'm pretty busy with sports and stuff, so I didn't have much time. So really, all that I do now is just, I'm the vice president of the chapter, and that's really all that I do right now.
You got any shop projects going on?
Well, we're working on the baseball field L screens that you stand behind, right, like when you're pitching and stuff, like during batting practice. We're welding them back together, and we're fixing them up and stuff. So that's what we're doing back there in the shop right now.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And we also have a greenhouse, too, that we got about a week or two ago, and we're going to have plants and vegetables and stuff in that that we're working on, too. So.
Yeah, because I think it was Kelton, Texas that was in here last week, because you're the second person that said something about a greenhouse or a hoop house, whichever you want to call it, but they're doing their one. They're not growing medical marijuana in theirs. Yeah. How about you guys?
No, we're not going to do that now.
Well, it's legal in Oklahoma. You can look around and see them everywhere.
I don't know if I super. I don't know if our superintendent would think too good of that.
I'm probably sure he would. That's why I brought it up, to kind of give him a gouge a little bit. What's this guy doing to my kids? But anyway, how about you, young lady?
I've shown hogs since I was 4, and I went out on a limb last year at OIE and bought a calf.
Oh, yeah?
So this year I drove pigs and I drove a steer this year. So
how'd that work out?
He's been really, really good, honestly. It's been really fun, and it's a great learning experience.
What kind of calf do you have?
He's a Charlay.
Charlay. Now, them are, I had some Charlays, and they're good cattle as long as their attitude's right.
Yeah, he has a temper sometimes. He's a little bipolar. He has his moments, but them are he's Charlay. A good calf.
Yeah, they're bipolar. Well, good luck. Have you been doing any good with him?
Yeah, he's actually have done really good. We just came back from districts. He placed 4th, and then I was reserve grand overall steer at my county.
Oh, good. Where was districts at?
Chickasha.
Yes, sir. I keep saying Lawton. It's Chickasha. What about you, young lady?
I have always shown pigs, but this year and last year, I was kind of forced to show cattle and heifers. But
forced? Let me hear about this forced part.
Well, my brother, we've always shown pigs, but he wanted steers, so there wasn't room for both in the barn. So right. Then I kind of had to go show steers.
Right.
But he graduated last year, so we're getting back into pigs.
All right. So you are going to get your way.
Yes.
So how was showing steers?
It wasn't bad, but
pigs. It's a lot of work.
Pigs is definitely more my thing.
Okay, cool. Anyway. All right, Mr. Mafia.
I started showing pigs last year, so I'm still kind of new to the showing part. And I started doing chickens this year, which is a really interesting thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm also starting to go ahead and go into speeches this year.
Okay.
And livestock judging. I kind of want to try a little bit of everything that, you know, the FFA has to offer. So it's been a real learning experience on all the things I do.
Yeah. When I was in 42 years ago, when I graduated, we did it all. We did the speech contest. We did the livestock judging. We did the shows. We got to go to Kansas City to the National FFA Convention when it was held in Kansas City. And we didn't have a state convention back then, I don't think. So, because either that or I didn't get invited. So, that's a really good possibility. So, what about you, young man?
I did public speaking in the past, but I show chickens now.
Yeah? How's that?
It's not too much work. You really don't have to walk them or anything. You just feed them a bunch and they get fat.
you don't have to exercise them at all. I know nothing. I mean, I raise laying hens, not no broilers, though.
Yeah.
So why the interest in the broilers?
I
trying to get out of work?
No, I play sports and, you know, I'm doing all kinds of stuff right now. And I really just didn't have that much time to do pigs and stuff. And chickens is new.
Well, it sounds like you were managing your time.
Yeah.
So anyway, so did your broiler, can we buy that at McDonald's or is that a Chick-fil-A deal?
No, we already had our county sale, so.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. Well, let's start right back. No, I'm going to start with ladies first on this one. How's that? I want to be a gentleman today. Let's start with you. What have you learned in FFA so far that you think you'll take onwards with you as into adulthood?
communication, it's really helped me get out of my circle and explore new things and try new things. I mean, it's created lifetime friends that I'll never forget about. Responsibilities is a really big one. Now, with showing cattle and pigs, it teaches you a bunch of responsibilities. Like, you're the one in charge of feeding. You're the one in charge of working for what you want.
Time management.
Yes, very much so. When you have 10 pigs in the barn and a steer, it gets a little hairy. So
yeah, you got. And how's your steer get along with the pigs?
Well, not very good. He does not like any type of animal that's beside a cow. He hates llamas, by the way.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Well, I think, that's probably a going thing with most cattle. I know there's a lot of llamas out there and some cattle herds, but I don't think they get along.
Yeah, no, they don't.
All right, you young lady, what about you? What are you going to take with you?
It's definitely taught me a lot of responsibility, time management, and, of course, like getting out of my circle of friends that I always stay with, and like communicating with other people, it's made it a lot easier. Yeah.
Communication is going to be your biggest thing. Yeah. Even when you go to college and after yeah. college, communication in adulthood is going to be major. Well, Mr. President, let's go back to you. What about you?
Really, I do a lot of public speaking, so
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, going on, it's really helped me to increase the volume of my voice and be a better be better at talking to people, not just publicly speaking in a room, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense.
But it's really helped me to learn how to be a good leader and understand other people's feelings.
Right.
And learn how to manage a chapter. And also, at the same time, I'm sorry. I kind of lost track of my thought.
The radio does that to people. Yeah. I'm telling you, because it does the same thing to me. But you're very good at speaking, and you can hear you loud and clear, and that's a main thing. So are you going to run for like office or something, like for Congress?
I would like to. there's a lot of speculation there, but it would sure be nice, and I feel like we need a lot of younger people stepping in to fill the role of today's American society.
Yes.
And I also do plan on running for state FFA office.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good. And what do you, which office? Are you running for president, or is there, I forget how that works.
I've really been thinking about it, but I want to run for Southwest Area Vice President.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
But, good luck with that.
I guess it depends on what happens. But
Good luck with that. Yeah. I hope you do well. I hope you get it. I hope you win. Don't be bribing nobody, though.
Yeah. I'll try not to. Thank you.
You bet. All right, Mr. Vice President. What are you going to take forward with you?
Well, Megan, Will, and Kenzie pretty much summed it up, but it's really just taught me how to work hard and, like, play in sports and stuff. And doing FFA, you don't have much time, so you have to like have really good time management and everything. And I've always been a pretty well outspoken person, been able to talk to just about anybody. Yeah. But
that's not outspoken.
But
that means you don't take no crap off nobody.
I could talk to anybody.
That's good.
But FFA has also helped me like even be able to do that more and talk more. And stuff, because we did open and closing ceremonies when I was in 8th grade and 9th grade, and we did pretty good, and that, like, just going in that room in front of the judges, you had to, like, get the nerves and, like, put them aside and, like, just be able to talk better and everything, so that's really helped, and...
Well, you're doing a good job now.
Yeah, and that's about it, really.
Well, good. Who's your dad?
His name's Jeff Taylor.
I'll catch you.
Yeah.
All right.
Might have meant to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But, like, having pigs.
I got 10 minutes, but one more break.
Okay. Having pigs and stuff, too, I mean, and playing sport, it was really hard to fit it all in. So he really helped me a lot with that, and he did a big chunk of it for me. Like, if I had a late-night ball game or something, he would go and, like, feed for me and stuff, too. So he really did help me a lot when it came to my pigs and stuff, so.
That's what parents are for.
Yeah.
Especially the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so. All right, Mr. Mafia.
Well.
What's your plans?
Well, they kind of explained it all about how FFA kind of helps you get out of your comfort zone, helps you to speak more, talk more to everybody, and that's really what I see as it being like, or being the best thing about FFA, is that you go to all these, you know, giant competitions on whether it's giving a speech or judging animals, and you're just around all these strangers, and you got to learn to communicate with them to, you know, make friends, new friends, and have all kinds of great experiences with those people.
Yeah, you man, you couldn't. I know I can't say it that good, but you put that pretty good. That was great. Appreciate that. That was. I mean, he put her right in track. Well, what about you? You gonna raise chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah. You answered that before you thought.
I think being in the FFA has given me a lot of opportunities just to go out, you know, out of my comfort zone. I had really never done anything with livestock or speeches or anything before I'd gotten in the FFA.
Right?
Yeah, like some kids, they'll do 4-H and they'll go out and show, but I never really had that opportunity.
Right. Well, and now you do.
Yeah.
So do you guys got any projects going on in the shop right now? Like she wants to talk. Yes, she does. Pull that mic over there. Say what you were thinking.
I know quite a few of our 8th grade boys are working on feeders, working on hay traps, just working on several different things. I know we have a group of 8th grade girls and a couple freshman girls finishing our greenhouse, so right. We can give back to what's been given to us.
Right. And green. I love growing. I got a green thumb. I love growing stuff. I want to get a hoop house, but I got to get that spot for it.
Yeah.
So I just got to go plow the garden and plant the stuff by hand. Have you done anything with habitat at all?
No, sir.
Not really. Yeah, we don't really.
Okay.
We don't really specialize.
I know a few years ago, Mangum inside there, they had one of those quail habitat deals going on, and I keep forgetting to ask the chapters if anything's got any going on, and I just thought of it when I was talking to you guys, so I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Well, I wasn't, but you know, so it's all good. What? Who's going to OSU? Raise hands. Uh-oh.
This is not me.
Swazoo?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I haven't really made up my mind yet what I want to do.
Have you? No. You haven't thought about it?
I might go to OU, but...
Now we're talking.
I would rather go to OU than
Medicine
OSU.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Look at there. Boy, I got it going in here. Boomer Sooner and Pokes, baby. You haven't answered yet.
Well, I'm not really sure where I want to go yet or really what I want to do. Kay. If, like, maybe, you know, agriculture is something that I want to make my whole future based around farming or raising animals and that right. kind of stuff. I've also thought about going into the medical field, doing some psychiatry business and stuff like that, and I've been really interested in that. But, again, it's kind of not really 100% sure yet on which career path to follow.
Well, at least he's honest. So, anyway, but what you said a while ago there, you ought to write that down for me.
Yes, sir.
And I'll put it in a quote with the Penny News. How's that?
Sounds good.
You did. You said that really good, and I appreciate that. And I think, and they were even impressed too. Yeah. So anyway,
thank you, sir.
So I'll write that here. I'm gonna hand you a pencil and paper right now, and you can write that down. And well, guys, I'm about out of time, and I so appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you for having us all the way
from Greer County. And so anyway, good luck with what. Good luck at the shows coming up. Got OYE coming up.
Yes.
And got state convention coming up. And good luck with your political career, because you're a politician, I can tell.
I was kind of nervous today. I'm sorry for switching around.
No. The radio does that to people. I don't know why, but hey, everybody in here's got the perfect radio face. How's that? So anyway, appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after this. This is Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi Pro Feeds. At Hi Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. About to lose my voice here. 73 degrees, winds out of the south, southwest at 10 miles an hour, and the humidity's at 10. It's dry out there. And looking at the mesonet this morning, guys, it is the... All we can do is pray and hope for some rain, but March looks pretty dry out here in western Oklahoma, according to their new long-range forecast. But, as we know, it's a prediction, and things can change, especially with great prayers and stuff going on. But the Hobart Farm and Garden Fort Long Ranger forecast, 74 for a high today, 75 tomorrow, Thursday, 77, Friday, 75 and really breezy, and Saturday, 76 degrees. So it looks like a beautiful week. I think we got a cold front coming in Monday or Sunday night. It's going to cool back down, but it's only going to like cool down to 50, and we got a chance of rain, slight chance of rain this weekend, but it's just 20%. Well, we got the Granite and the Clinton FFA out of the way, and today is Stockman's Veterinary Happy Hour with the Caps. How's that? Cap Happy Hour. Dr. Taylor Mouse, she owns Stockman's Veterinary Clinic, and it's also serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners of western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand-new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite for indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. She's also added some baby calf stuff in her boarding area in there to help baby calves, because it's been a weird year for cattle. I don't know how you guys have been running, but everybody I talked to, the calf year's been, the baby calf, the cattle year, that's just been weird. I don't know if it's because of the drought or just it's in the air, but she does also, she's scheduling farm calls, and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital X-ray. Call her or Christy at 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows, and I know they do care. So anyway, well, I got a little bit of time here, and I'm going to open this email up, and I don't have any results from the Woodward District show yet. Text somebody for some, and I haven't got it yet. But the FFA County Spring Livestock Show is over, and they will be having their dinner at 5:30 tonight there at the County Barn in Sayre, and then the premium auction will follow that at 6:30. Same thing going on up there at Woodward at the Woodward District Show. It's their 88th one, matter of fact. They will have dinner at 5:30, and then the premium auction will be followed up at 6:30. But here's some of the results from the pigs, the hogs, the poultry, the sheep, and the steer cattle. Well, my sidekick and partner in crime here from time to time, she ended up getting grand champion Barra. And Lexi Smith, the famous Lexi Smith, she ended up getting reserve grand champion, both those girls from Merritt. And then Jackson Bow, grand champion cross, and Brindley Williamson got reserve grand champion. And they say cross, so I'm going to guess that's the gilt. How's that? Anyway, Heifer, Camden Walter, grand champion, and Kaylee Miller, reserve grand champion on the heifers. On the steers, Jace Bow got grand champion steer, and Kara Stern, I hope I say that right, steer, I knew that was right. But anyway, she got reserve grand champion. On the poultry, Cash Deal. I seen that all over Facebook last night. Dad put it on there. Grand champion on poultry. And on the broilers, Brandon Duncan got the reserve grand champion. On the sheep, commercial side, Nate Thomas, grand champion. Hadley Quinn got reserve grand champion. On the hemp, Jack Thomas was reserve grand champion. And on the cross, Peyton Quinn was the grand champion. On the goats, the does, Dusty Warnke was grand champion. Emma Coker was reserve grand champion. On the weathers, Dalen Klickner was grand champion. And Dalen Klickner was reserve grand champion. So there's some of your results from the Beckham County show. And I know I didn't pronounce those names just correctly, but you guys know who I'm talking about. I do make it that specific. And one more thing to talk about. Coming up, March 23rd, if you're into Red Angus, no better place to be than on the B&L Red Angus Ranch up there at noon at Putnam. On, it'd be noon. Sale starts at 1. They got 100 18-month-old Red Angus bulls, 30 red registered bred fall calving heifers, and 15 registered open heifers will be going on at the B&L. And I think Lori, I don't know if Benji and Lori's both coming in, but Lori White will be in here on the show coming up. I don't have my schedule with me, but I think it's next week, or it might be the week after. But anyway, tomorrow, Greg Hartman is going to be in here from the OSU Extension Office in Beckham County. But what he's coming in to talk about, one of the things he's coming in to talk about, I'm glad he's back on the wheels. He's all full of information. The cotton and herbicide and dicamba training is going to be going on. Beckham County, Wichita County, Custer County, Roger Mills County, Kiowa, and Greer Counties, March 9th from 8:30 to 11:30 at Sayre at the Fair Barn there by the courthouse. They'll be having that training there, and then from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Cordell Activity Center at the Fair Barn there in Cordell. They're going to be talking about this, and 2 CEU credits are pending on that deal, so you need some credits. They got a great program involved. So call one of your OSU Extension offices in one of those counties I rattled off. So anyway, had a great day with the kids today. God bless. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO FM.